100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was split. And we got some stories in from y'all. And I hope that you'll enjoy them. I know I am, as I listen to them and read them and ponder the directions that everyone goes in. It's always really cool. Well, let's see what they've got.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Promise. He wore the pointiest shoes that I'd ever seen. I couldn't work out where his toes would go and soon suspected he didn't have any. I stared while scuffing the toes of my own brown buckled school shoes. I hated them. Mum wouldn't let me have slip-ons. She said that I wouldn't be able to run in them. Remembering it made me scuff them even harder. I realised he wasn't a normal adult when he didn't stop me. I didn't linger on that thought, though. Just anticipated the bright red cherry on top of the banana split he'd promised me earlier. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 899 with the prompt of split. Here's my story. Fortunately for Bilbert, Sabrina, and Linoleum Amanda, they were flying slowly and low to the ground when the blast from the confetti gun split them apart. They hit the street and tumbled across the asphalt, with each of the youths acquiring a variety of bruises and abrasions. With all the indignation a 13-year-old could feel, Bilbert stomped up to the smirking woman.
"What were you thinking? Were you trying to kill us?"
She laughed.
"Now that you mention it, that's not a bad idea."
Her humor vanished when Bilbert grabbed her hand and shot straight up into the air. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turover Zaino here with a story on the word split. "Split a pound note and it's gone," my father would complain. "A penny back then would buy what a pound does today. An old penny, 240 to the pound. You wouldn't spend a pound note in a corner shop. You'd change it for smaller coin at the bank and put off doing that as long as you could. A workman's wage was £10 a week. You work out what 10 times 240 is, 50 weeks a year. Sure, you can buy stuff today my father never dreamed of, but you've less real money than he had to buy it."
Alone Eye People, Tom here. And my story this evening is called Intelligent Design. I come from a generation where getting a full banana split was a big deal. It was not ever going to happen in a house with eight kids. Hell, you were lucky to get a single scoop of Neapolitan ice cream. And for the record, Neapolitan managed on its own to be the worst offering of all three flavors. Back to the split. In sixth grade, I won a church raffle for one of Sister Mary Joseph's New York splits. Quad scoops, quad syrup, quad cherries, a coma confection. I firmly believe banana splits are proof of a loving God. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. the show is about to start. And she laughed and laughed. The stage was empty, but she laughed and laughed. I just sat there, my mind filled with perplexity. She waved her arms and laughed and laughed. I sank in my chair. What could I do but wait for the show to start? And I waited and waited. That's when I realized that she had her own stage in her mind. Everyone owed her attention, a lot of attention. She was the show, and she thought everyone knew that. When no one clapped, she stopped laughing. Hate. She hated everyone. This is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. The idea is always to split the group up. When they're alone and isolated, they're vulnerable, easy targets. No challenge at all. The tricky part is splitting the group up. People tend to band together when under attack, and there's strength in numbers. However, a group will also gladly welcome a distressed and terrified stranger into their care to protect them from an unknown and unseen aggressor. Bad move. Especially when that stranger is me. And I'm the unknown, unseen aggressor. Now I'm in your midst, you'll scatter soon enough. Ready for me to pick you off at my leisure.
Good morning, this is Richard. This is my story on the topic split. So, you two are going to split up then? I could practically see the glint in Morgan's eye as he asked the question. Yeah, I've known for ages she was having an affair, but she finally admitted it and wants a divorce. I didn't mention I knew exactly who she'd been seeing behind my back, or that I was fully aware Morgan was the guilty party. I also neglected to mention her drunken rages, unbridled spending, violent outbursts over nothing, and her long-standing gambling addiction. I figured if he was going to take her, he could take the whole package. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Mindy and Bobby grew weed down by the old railway. They dried it out in Mindy's attic. Bobby weighed the weed and bagged it. Mindy took orders on a Girl Scouts cookie sales sheet. Never names, just the amount and locker number. And never on credit, only cash. When the harvest was sold out, they slipped the baggies into the kids' lockers. The principal took his cut and let them know when the cops were bringing dogs around or searching lockers. Bobby and Mindy made enough to pay for college. Different colleges. They graduated and never saw each other again.
And there you have it, this week's group of 100-word stories as part of the weekly challenge on the topic of Split. Well, if you'd like to be a part of the next weekly challenge, go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, read the instructions over there, and the topic is going to be potato eyes. Y'all come up with the craziest topics. You'll find links to all the people's sites. You'll see archives, 17, 18, I don't know how many years. You do the math. Thank you all for listening. And as always, keep it brief.